Finally, Samuels open Sundays 12 to 3 through Christmas. Samuels, tuxedos and gifts.
Yeah, but John, that's not important right now. You know it isn't. Because it's time for that most magical moment in the KWS broadcast week. It's the gods of all social media.
That's right.
It is the Metzners at the movies.
Cue the band.
Yeah.
Cue the band.
Cue the band. Okay,
cue the band.
Cue the band.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's Joel and Anna Metzner running up the steps of the Cole County Courthouse.
Where's my inhaler?
That's right. Here comes Jeff Helscher shooing them off and telling them to leave the flag alone. No, okay. That was another guy.
He's carrying a double cheeseburger.
What do you got a cap on Jeff for like that?
He's not here to defend himself.
See, Jeff bowled a 300, his first 300 the other day.
Yeah, yes.
He's quite the bowler.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Helscher.
Well, Mel at the Movies taking a much-deserved week off, and we went to the A-Team.
The A-Team.
That's right.
Wink, wink, A-Team. Joel Metzner, Adam Metzner, and you guys are doing the movie review this week.
We are doing a movie review. Tell them what we did, Dad.
You even sent us a pretty cool photo that we put up on the Facebook page.
I saw that. It was very nice.
The
lady at the movie theater was like, what are you doing? I was like, just take the picture, dang it.
I thought it was good. Joel was armed with bare fist. Adam was armed with a bottle of Frosty Echo water.
That's right.
Yeah.
She thought we were there to work on the water softener. Yeah.
We're the only ones in the place. So.
When we see you guys in here, that's generally my presumption. So what'd you go see, as if we probably couldn't figure it out from the theme song?
We went and saw Creed 2.
Okay.
Which, if you haven't seen the first Creed, it's okay, because the second Creed kind of plays off of a movie from 30 years ago. So, like I said, if you haven't seen the first one, you can see the second one without kind of missing anything. And, yeah.
So Creed 2 stars Sylvester Stallone
as Rocky Balboa.
As Rocky Balboa. And then you have Michael B. Jordan, not related to Michael Jordan, the best basketball player ever for the Chicago Bulls.
He's the GOAT.
Played for the Bulls.
The GOAT.
Yeah. And Michael Jordan's name is Adonis Creed. That's Apollo's son.
Yeah, okay.
And we all remember Apollo got killed.
That's right.
In the third or second Rocky series.
The third.
Yeah. And he got killed by Dolph Lundgren, who is Captain Ivan Drago.
That's right.
Drago.
From Russia. Yeah, so Drago.
I will kill you.
He will, yeah. I mean, he was a mean guy. So Drago's son is a huge dude, and he's a boxer, too. So they have this promoter, Don King-type promoter.
Sure.
You know, a little bit shady character, you know, and he's trying to get these two to fight. So Adonis Creed wins the heavyweight title, and he's trying to figure out, why is he fighting? Why am I fighting? Am I fighting for my dad? Am I fighting for myself? Am I fighting for my future wife? Why is he fighting? So it's kind of on that theme, you know, why am I fighting?
It's a modern era, kind of.
It is. It's so, if you know the Rocky series, you basically know what's going to happen in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I pretty much...
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
No, because, you know, he does that, and then he comes back at the... You know, you got... Anyways, we all know that Creed was killed by Drago, you know, in the third installment. And so it kind of, like I said, it plays on that. It's got its ups. It's got its downs. It's emotional.
It was emotional.
If I would have been there with my wife and not my dad, I probably would have shed a few tears. So,
really?
Ladies, if you go...
I'm surprised he admitted that, because I felt the same way. I got a little choked up at times.
If I would have been there with my wife, it would have been tears coming down my eyes. But it was emotional. I'm telling you, ladies, if you go see it, you think you won't want to go see it because it looks like a manly movie, but I guarantee it, you will like it just as much as the males do. So I thought it was a great movie.
Well, very good. That's good to hear.
I cannot tell you who wins, though.
No, of course not. We know, that's spoiler alert. We don't do this, right?
It's fake
unless
news.
Unless we let them slip out. Yeah, fake news. Like
and that. Also, there's some issues, you know, with Adonis Creed, you know, fighting for his, you know, why is he fighting his dad or whatever. But Dolph Lundgren's son, Drago's son, after Drago got beat by Rocky in Rocky III, whichever it was, then he got booted out. He got shunned in Russia because he shamed Russia. And at that time, his wife was that tall blonde.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Brigitte. She makes an appearance in this movie.
How's she looking in her later years?
Like she's had a few too many Busch Lights.
But they're living basically in the projects, Drago and his son, because they kicked him out of the glory and the fame. They're living in Ukraine. And so once Drago's son gets this chance for the title fight, they bring him back in. They bring her back in. They bring him back into the Russian mafioso or whatever you want to call them. But
they're stars again.
Yeah, they're stars again.
In Russia. So, and then she makes an appearance, and there's kind of conflict there, you know, because the son has not really been raised by his mom because she left after the Drago got beat by Rocky, and that's it. Plays
she
on
ran
that
off
emotion.
With Rocky for a while, didn't she? No way, that was in real life. Okay,
were they? They yeah. were, weren't they?
They were. They were
they
an item.
Up after,
yeah, I thought that was so, Flava Flav.
And Flava Flav.
So all in all, Creed 2 to me is well worth the money to go see. Well, woman.
Absolutely.
How are we going to rate it?
I thought it was the best movie review that we've done so far. I mean, when I got out of there, I felt like I could have went and won a dang heavyweight championship fight. I was so pumped up.
He wanted to go
so
to the gym.
So then I went to the gym and I set a PR on my lifting. I mean, it was great. So,
very good.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You need to close up your guard a little bit. And
I'm pumped
we'll
up talking
right,
about it right now. I'm ready to go.
I don't know if I'd fist fight your dad. He fights dirty. I've seen him before.
I'll squirt water in your eye.
Pour some on the ring and you'll slip and fall.
That's right.
So how many Echo water bottles are we going to give this one, Joel?
I'm going to give it, we're on 5 stars, 5 bottles. I'm going to give it 4.
Okay.
4 bottles Adam? Of Echo water.
Hey, yo, Adrian. Oh, I give it 5 bottles, eh? We did it!
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Do you know that Dick still has Eclipse glasses sitting on his desk from over a year ago?
Well, that's right.
It was last summer, wasn't it?
I still have to use them.
They're collector's items.
August 21st, 2017.
Here we go.
Wow. Is this a trivia question?
Getting there. KWS movie, movie trivia quiz.
556-6397.
And you could potentially win a $24.99 value, free oil change at Frosty's Auto Clinic, and a invaluable case of autographed Echo Water. 556-6397. If you can answer our KWS Metzner Edition movie trivia quiz.
All right, let's head out
to your voluminous phone system.
That's right, the voluminous phone system. That's lighting up like a Christmas tree right here.
Sort of.
You need those eclipse glasses for all the phone
what
calls.
What
it's all the with all the lights blazing here.
Maybe we got someone from out of state calling.
Never know.
Maybe we have somebody in the line here. Good morning. You're on open
Joel's
air.
Brother.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have here?
This is Karen.
Karen,
are you a big Rocky movie fan?
I really like the old ones. I don't know that I've seen them all.
You'll like this one, Karen. You should go check
great.
It out.
Okay, yeah. Karen. Well, here, this is right up your alley then, our KWS movie trivia quiz.
Good deal.
Back in the day, who played Rocky's arch rival, Clubber Lang? Was it A, actor Dolph Lundgren, B, Mr. T, or C, altogether now,
Hal Dooley?
Oh, I thought it was going to be Mr. D.
Mr. D, there you go.
I think B, Mr. T.
Listeners, smartest listeners in mid-Missouri, Mr.
Yay.
T.
I
Clubber Lang.
I pity the food.
I pity the food. That's what it was tagline.
I'll kill you. Very good. All right. Well, good job, Karen. You won the $24.99 value oil change at Frosty's Auto Clinic and a case of Echo Frosty's. Water from the Messner.
What about this old tape holder?
Great. They can actually maybe even get that, too. Thanks, Karen.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All righty, Joel and Adam, you guys got big plans for the holidays? Is he pounds holes in our console here?
We got lots of plans. We got our employee Christmas party tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
So, and then Mark Edwards from JCPD is taking us out on a limo drive tonight to take our kids out to see the lights.
That's
so
fun.
Thank you to Mark Edwards. And It's going to be a great holiday season, and we're looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Sounds like a winner.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
Hard telling.
The Bears.
The Bears. Woo! Year to year, isn't it?
It is the year for the Bears. Defense wins games.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes, Chiefs fans. Remember
yes.
this.
Yes.
What the defense?
Where was Barry in the fourth quarter?
Thanks a lot, guys, for letting us do the movie. I always enjoy being able to spend alone time and quality time with my son, Aqua.
Oh, no, Joel and Adam. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Al Dooley up next.